You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Dodgers host the Diamondbacks in Game 2 of the NL Division Series. From Chavez Ravine, and Dodger great Maury Wills is on hand to throw out the first pitch. Rich Hill is on the mound for Los Angeles in this one, and he finds early trouble facing Paul Goldschmidt in the first.
He sends that deep to left, and Goldschmidt will put the Diamondbacks on the board with a long home run. 2-0 Arizona as Goldschmidt goes deep.
Turner did it last night. Tonight, you want your good players to step up. The Diamondbacks really needed to get off to a good start and not fall behind early.
One ball, one strike. Taylor, the hitter. And a ground ball to the hole. Diving stop, Marte. Throw to first. Not going to be in time. A run will score. The Dodgers get the lead. Marte saved one run by getting to that ball. Taylor runs very well down the line at first. And the throw hopped over there. He couldn't get a lot on it when he got up. Scoring from third with a go-ahead run. Barnes, Puig takes third. And it's 3-2 Dodgers. The bench. And a line drive left field, base hit. Two will score. Barnes will go to second, crawled up with it. And the throw will not be in time. Two-run double by Barnes. And the Dodgers open this one up to a 6-2 lead.
Puig's been offering a number of moments already. We're just getting started. Puig lines one into left center, base hit. In the score is Barnes. Two more RBIs tonight for Yasiel Puig.
So the Diamondbacks take the early lead on the Paul Goldschmidt home run in the very first inning, but Arizona cannot hang on. Here's the skipper, Torey Lovello.
We never really got grounded, got into a flow or rhythm throughout the entire game. And, you know, pitching sets a tone. I thought Robbie was doing an adequate job early. He wiggled out of some tough situations in the second inning and walked off the mound with a lead. And I feel like we were starting to reach that moment where we could start to take off a little bit, but we just couldn't take advantage of some situations, and the Dodgers played catch up and eventually made plays, made pitches, and got big hits at the right time and did their job. We're a smart, tough baseball team, and we feel like we can strike at any time offensively. We're always looking for that moment and that edge, and that's what leads me to think that we're going to be okay. Getting home, kind of regrouping the troops a little bit, and getting ready for a tough battle on Monday. I know these guys are going to challenge themselves. I know these guys are going to be ready for that, and see where that lands us.
Robbie Ray takes his first loss in six starts against the Dodgers in 2017. The left-hander allows four runs on four hits with four walks over 4 1/3.
Yeah, I mean, I threw it, but, you know, they grinded out their bats on me. They took some really good at-bats and worked the pitch count up and weren't really swinging anything down, so they just got the upper hand.
Was it a different approach, do you think, from this Dodger lineup in this game?
Maybe. I mean, I wasn't able to land it as much for strikes, so they kind of just stopped swinging at it.
You're down now, 0-2 in the series, but you are going home. What is the feeling in here right now, being one game away from being eliminated?
We're fighting every game. We're going out there every day and trying to win a ball game, regardless of down 2-0 or if we were up. There's a lot of fight left in this team. There's a lot of fight in this clubhouse, and we're going to compete.
Are you looking to do some individual changes to get that victory?
Excuse me?
Are you looking to do some individual changes to get that victory?
I don't know. I mean, if I don't throw those wild pitches, I'd probably get out of that inning without a run scored.
Your team hitting a lot of home runs, but is that the formula you think is going to work, or do you need to try and put together more, bigger innings, manufacturing runs, and so forth?
I think the biggest thing is probably just scoring more runs than the other team. Zone all night. That was fair. There weren't many pitches I think that he missed, so I felt like he did a good job. Yeah, I mean, I feel like I control my emotions. I mean, it had nothing to do with the game getting away or anything.
Archie Bradley comes out of the Diamondbacks' bullpen on Saturday. He throws two innings and allows an unearned run on two hits with four strikeouts.
Game one, but you know it's going to be a tough fight against him. And I mean, even in that game, we scored four runs off him through six innings, you know, just a little too late. And then, yeah, tonight, you know, lead off with a big two-run homer. I'll stand up for this. Yes, you need to make. Start off the night, the big two-run homer. And then, you know, you're asking a lot of Robbie coming back on 2 days rest. I think he gave it all he had. He battled, he competed, found a way to keep us in the game. A couple tough bounces here and there. And I mean, ultimately, you know, down 0-2 now. It's about using tonight to kind of regroup, let tomorrow sink in and kind of refocus, refresh. And then, you know, it's kind of back to that wild card mentality. All hands on deck and you got to win game three. It's win or go home.
Archie, this looks more like the Dodger team you saw earlier in the year than the team you saw in September. What was the difference with them then?
They're just getting big hits, man. They're working at bats. They're grinding through counts. They're taking some really good pitches, and they're putting guys on base, and then they're getting some timely hits. And like I said, they're the best team in baseball for a reason. We didn't expect to come in here and just blow them out. Like I said, down 0-2. Now it's back to our backs against the wall. It's going to take everyone Monday night. It's going to take a big effort, and I think we're capable of it, but we just have to focus one game at a time.
Pitching's up the tone a lot this year, and the pitching just hasn't been as good in his three postseason games. Do you collectively all kind of get back to the drawing board and maybe just revisit some of the things that you're doing, and especially with this lineup?
Yeah, you know, I think with the wild card game, it kind of threw things out of whack a little bit, but that's the format. You know, you have to win that game to get here, so it's about trying to use this off day the best we can to get healthy, get rested, get some treatment, get back ready. We're close to 100% as you can. And then, yeah, it's just about taking a look at why we lost those two games and understanding how we still have another game to play. The series is not over. You know, I'm not saying we're going to win three in a row and come back, but there's a reason that you have to win three. And so that's still to be determined. And like you said, we're going to regroup, get together tomorrow, and then be ready for Monday night.
The Diamondbacks will try to avoid the series sweep on Monday in Arizona. Zach Greinke will make the start with the season on the line.